Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week we're going to talk about the start of the Premier League season, hopes and dreams, and I'm going to make another Premier League prediction.
But before we start, last week we had a comment from Rema from Serbia. Rema asked what the expression left it late means.
It's quite a common expression that means to do something at the last moment when you don't have much time. In football, it's used when a team scores a goal late in the match to win a game or get a draw.
Manchester United used to be famous for leaving it late when Alex Ferguson was the manager.
And Liverpool left it late to score the winner against Stoke last weekend. I think it was the 86th minute.
I think they were a bit lucky. Anyway, the Premier League season started with a bang last weekend.
Yeah, that's a fun phrase. If something happens with a bang, it means something is very successful and exciting. And there were some really exciting matches. But what were the highlights for you, Jack?
Before we talk about the football, can you explain what highlights are?
Highlights are the best parts of something. So the highlight of my summer holiday to Paris was going up the Eiffel Tower. Or in a football match, the highlights are the parts of the match that are shown on TV later, like the goals and other interesting action.
Well, the highlights for me last weekend were Manchester City's 3-0 away win against West Brom. They looked great and David Silva was fantastic. And another highlight was West Ham's performance at the Emirates Stadium against Arsenal. That was a big surprise and a difficult match for Arsenal fans.
Yes, it was. West Ham played really well. And did you see Reece Oxford make his debut in midfield for West Ham?
Yes, he was brilliant. And he's only 16.
Yeah, I know. He's the second youngest player ever to start a Premier League match.
Do you know that he gets his school exam results this week?
That's right. All 16-year-olds in the UK get their exam results this week. Well, he certainly passed his exam at the Emirates with flying colours.
Another great expression. Can you explain what with flying colours means, Rich?
Yes, of course. To pass an exam or a test with flying colours means to pass something successfully and easily.
Did you pass all of your exams with flying colours, Rich?
Of course, Jack. But I remember feeling really nervous about getting my results. Exam results are really important because they can help you achieve your dreams or destroy them.
But not everyone's dreams depend on getting good results.
Yes, I used to dream about becoming a footballer.
I think that's a dream many children have, to be a Premier League footballer.
I always wanted to be like Ian Rush and then like Robbie Fowler, but I never really got past the reserves at my school team.
It must be a dream come true for Reece Oxford.
Yes, after the match he said that it was a dream debut and he was going home to celebrate with his mum and dad.
He also said that he got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's shirt after the match. Oxlade-Chamberlain was also only 16 when he made his debut for Southampton.
When I was 16, if I'd been asked to play in a Premier League match, I'd have been scared stiff.
Yes, me too. To be scared stiff means to be so frightened that you can't move.
I suppose that's why they're professional footballers, eh?
Let's move on to this week's Premier League prediction. You did quite well last week, Rich. You said Liverpool would beat Stoke and the Reds won 1-0. You must have been quite happy.
Yes, I was. I was happy with the result and the prediction. A great goal from Coutinho. And you can read all about the Brazilian on our homepage because he's our player of the week.
You got the result right, but you didn't get the score right because you predicted 2-1. Let's see how well you do this week.
This weekend's highlight in the Premier League has to be the match at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester between City and Chelsea. Chelsea are looking for their first win of the season, but City started the season with a bang. Last season, Jose Mourinho got his tactics right and collected a 1-0 win, and I'm sure Chelsea will defend and try to score on the counter-attack. But Yaya Toure and David Silva have started the season in good form for City. So I think it will be close, and City might leave it late, but they will get the victory this time. My prediction is Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0.
If you disagree with Rich's prediction, and many people do, then write your prediction in the comments section below.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz, and lots more. You can find us at www.britishcouncil.org/Premier Skills English.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.